Robbie Buck and Wendy Harmer on ABC Radio Sydney.
Well, let's have a look at where Snowy 2.0 fits into the whole energy puzzle in Australia.
I am a nation-building Prime Minister, believe me, and this is a nation-building project.
These are big dreams in these mountains, a confidence in Australia. And what we are announcing today is our commitment to ensure that we build on that confidence. So we're going to put the accelerator down on Snowy Hydro's development, and in doing so, we'll be putting the brake on rising energy prices. Snowy Hydro 2.0.
You heard from the former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull just then announcing the project in 2017. And here is our current Prime Minister Scott Morrison announcing his new gas-led recovery plan.
To ensure affordable, reliable power, we need the market to deliver 1,000 megawatts of new dispatchable capacity by the summer of 2023-24. With final investment decisions by the end of April 2021. Now, that's less than 8 months, and we're counting.
Mr. Morrison says gas power will be paired with the Snowy 2.0 project.
So this is the plan. If the energy companies choose to step up and make these investments to create that capacity, great. We will step back. If not, my government will step up and we will fill the gap. And to this end, Snowy Hydro is already developing options to build a gas generator in the Hunter Valley should the market not deliver.
Someone who's been keeping a close eye on this is Bruce Mountain. He is the director of the Victoria Energy Policy Centre at Victoria University. Good morning, Bruce.
Hi.
What do you make of this latest push for a gas-powered station, and where does the Snowy fit in?
Oh, gosh. It's a long and hard story, and it's hard to find the starting place. Let me briefly start with Snowy Hydro. So what's the context to Snowy 2.0? The previous Prime Minister was in a tough position in politics. He knew pressing the Snowy Hydro button, the great nation-building project, would be a winner in politics. And he said as much in his book. We've analysed Snowy 2.0, and there is no way it's going to cover its costs. It will be a great burden on the taxpayer. And according to Snowy Hydro's own modelling, it's going to put prices up, not down.
Oh,
from
prices,
a greenhouse gas emissions point of view, it will make them worse because it stores coal-fired electricity. It causes power to come on that otherwise wouldn't come on. The wind and solar farms will be producing when the wind and sun is there. They don't need Snowy Hydro 2.0 to cause it to pump. So the generator that does the pumping is coal-fired plant, actually the cheapest coal-fired plant, which is usually actually the dirtiest. And Snowy 2.0 will store their electricity, waste a very great deal of it in the friction losses of pumping and then actually generating again.
But why is that the plan? When this was offered up by Malcolm Turnbull, my memory was that it was going to be a situation where we'd use renewables during the day to pump the water up, and then when it was required in the night and the renewables weren't producing, then you press go on the what is essentially a big battery there and use it to fill in the gaps.
No, it is not the case, and it's just PR spin to say that that's how it works. Wind farms and sun farms, they work when the wind and sun is there. The key issue is for a power station like or any sort of pumping device, it's saying which additional generator do you switch on in order to get it to actually generate? And it's the generator that would not otherwise be operating, and that'll be the cheapest generator at those times, which will be a coal-fired plant. This is not controversial. It is coal-fired generation that Snowy 2.0 stores.
Are you saying that the project, even not paired with gas, shouldn't be undertaken at all?
Yes. It is an extraordinarily expensive project. It's got the world's longest pumped hydro tunnel. It's got an enormous head. It's buried very, very deep in a mountain. There is no private sector development of pumped hydro in the history of Australia. The last plant that was actually pumped hydro that was built was actually 40 years ago. No one internationally is building any sort of pumped hydro. It's yesterday's type of plant. There are much cheaper ways of storing electricity now, like a battery. So this is the standard. Most of the new wind and solar farms coming online will have a battery paired with them. We know Mr. Musk built one here in almost no time. Internationally, in the US, elsewhere, you know, the UK and so on and so forth, the standard for electricity storage is a battery. They are mobile, they are transferable, they can be switched on. They are like a white good, you know, like a fridge. They can be installed quickly, they can be resold, and so on. This is what the private sector is developing because it's inexpensive, they can build it, the risks are low. So there is no problem to be resolved. There is no need for the Prime Minister to be standing over the, you know, all of the power producers and saying, you must build a gas-fired plant or we're going to build one. They are saying, Mr. Prime Minister, we will lose money on a gas-fired plant. We've got plenty of them already. They hardly operate, many of them. We've lost a great deal of money on them. You're asking us to shoot ourselves in the foot, or you're going to cut off your nose. Well, frankly, we don't want to throw good money after bad.
There is the risk that, and some of our listeners are saying this as well, the risk that this may become a stranded asset. Can you talk to that for us?
So a stranded asset is an asset that costs more than the market is willing to pay for its service and or has a service that can't actually compete with the market. And we think Snowy Hydro fits both bills. One is it's going to be extraordinarily expensive to develop, and there is no ways that it's going to get back from the market revenues which are big enough to cover its costs. So it'll be a net loss-making plant. That to us is quite clear. The second element of it is in terms of the technical characteristics of the plant. It's an enormously big power station, the Snowy 2.0. It takes a long time to get plant like that to ramp up production up and down. It's an enormous body of water that needs to be changed direction from pumping to generating, and that carries with it a great deal of energy. What the market wants from flexible generation capacity is generation that can very rapidly respond in and out of the market to meet the short-term needs of frequency and demand and voltage and so on. Batteries do that far more effectively, as they are doing now. We've got five of them in the market, and we can see the revenues that they're getting. We can see exactly what they are doing. They are incredibly effective at coming in, meeting a short-term need, and then moving out again. Snowy will find itself usurped in the market by far more rapidly responding batteries, which is one of the reasons that Snowy Hydro had opposed so vehemently a change to our electricity market design from a half-hourly market to a five-minute market, where prices are set in a much shorter time interval and that flexibility is then actually valued.
Robbie Buck and Wendy Harmer on ABC Radio Sydney.